All right, straight to the people. Victory Monday for the Leos. Really, really nice job yesterday in Minnesota. But there are red flags. And I think Dan Campbell, with his quote, is telling you that. And then really the data. So I'm not going to go into all of it right now because we've been doing it and people have been very patient. I love the fact they were able to pull it out, win, you know, steal that game, you know, go down the field, break Minnesota and do the job. And Goff was electric. But I'm convinced more than ever they've got to go get a pass rusher. Got to. And the data backs it up. So I just want to know where you're at with it. And we're rocking and rolling. Like that. And by the way, Rico's offering BOGOs. Titans, 12-point favorites, BOGO.
I've never been so sure of a BOGO.
Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talk to me.
Three things. First, I celebrated my birthday Thursday, and I called you guys a few weeks ago. So I finally went to my first Red Wings game. Sucked that they lost, but I had fun. It was a blast. Loved the environment.
Okay.
And then for the Lions, you know, Mike, you are right. It's not sustainable. They are still a playoff team. But once they get to the playoffs, they might, if they don't get anyone, they might be able to squeeze through the first round. But after that, it's just going to be a disaster. And we really need to go get someone to help the team out. It's just not going to work long term. I look at it like a poker or a blackjack table, and you know you just need to go all in.
That's how I feel. I mean, and like I said, I don't think anyone needs to get angry over people like us wanting more. It's really just simple. Your pressure rate, your blitz rate, the amount of time Darnold had, none of the numbers that existed yesterday are sustainable into winning a Super Bowl.
So I love listening to you guys because I got this one soundbite stuck in my head from you guys.
What?
And I'm going to tell you, I was at the bar watching the game with some friends, and every time the Lions scored, I just screamed out, "Touchdown, black guy."
There you go. I got you. You know, Matty, first of all, happy birthday. Second of all, thank you, because we are trying to get Dan Miller to do that on the air for us. One time, touchdown Detroit black guy.
Yeah, and,
just
and,
do it.
And, Matt, hopefully nobody turned and is like, what did he say? No. Listen to the show.
No one did that.
Tell him to call me. You're okay.
I love it. It's perfect. Better job by me? You suck. What's that? Like, I really think Dan Miller we could start mixing it up. The team's good enough. He could start really just getting after it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Both teams meet out in the middle. One team's good. The other team's mom's a streetwalker. Jesus. Let's go down to the sidelines with Lowdown.
Wow.
Like, if you're Dan Miller, you've done these games for a quarter of a century, and the team has been god-awful for most of it. Dan should be cutting loose.
Yeah, you had to remain professional, as bad as the team was. Yep, you're right.
Oh.
I'm just going to throw things in and see who's listening.
Two teams go to the middle of the field. Lions got kicked in the wiener again. Let's go down to Lowdown. For years, he couldn't say anything.
Right.
I mean, Dan Miller should be like the old Macho Man promos on WWF.
Yeah.
Just go nuts with it.
He should. Throw in some stuff about Detroit and,
Let's go to people.
8 Mile Strip, yeah.
Oh, God. Go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, I can't follow your act except maybe we'll see something from TJ saying he's in Las Vegas, you know, on a quote-unquote, you know, gambling junket or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. The recruiting trip begins now. What's on your mind?
Because, I listened to you Friday, and Sunday's game just confirmed it. I mean, I can honestly say I thought I was watching one of the two best teams in football, and if what we need to get to that Super Bowl and win it is going out and finding a pass rusher. Someone mentioned the name I thought of because my brother lives in Cincinnati. I thought of Hendrickson, but the more Cincinnati wins or stays close, that's probably a little less likely to happen. But I wanted to just touch on something you said. I noticed without Hutchinson right off the get-go, the run game. The Lions are usually very good on stopping the run game, but we give up some chunk plays to the quarterback, a big touchdown to Aaron Jones, and it just how valuable Hutchinson is on the run game and maybe even dropping back in pass coverage and disrupting that. We just have to find someone, I believe, to cover that other edge because, as you said, we cannot – the more you blitz, the more there's a chance of an Aaron Jones or someone just breaking through and nailing you with a long run. So
well, and again
– you nailed it perfectly.
Well, no. I mean, at least for the time being, I feel like it. But, Jeff, here's the reality, too. If you're going to blitz – look, the top blitz rate in the NFL is about 37%. It's the Denver Broncos. You blitzed at almost 60% yesterday. Now, that's one thing if you're getting home, if you are devastating an opponent. You had 15 total pressures yesterday, all in. Aiden had 15 in his last game by himself. It's unsustainable. And it worked yesterday, and I'm thankful it did because you don't realize it now. You really needed that game yesterday. If the Vikings end up winning, it's a three-game differential, two-plus tie-break in division. Massive win by you. Massive. Can't be overstated. But when you're looking at 27 snaps that you didn't blitz, three pressures. And when you did blitz, you weren't getting home. Oh, but we had three sacks. One's on a Hail Mary, don't care. One, the center fell over and it was a freebie. Like, how things happen matters if you want to intelligently talk about stuff. Right. Now, if you just want to, you know, do a little Michael Jackson crotch grab and yell hee-hee in the air, go ahead, do your thing. I'm not interested. I want to win a Super Bowl. That's what it takes to win a Super Bowl. The data matters.
Yeah, and I like the fact that, as David brought up earlier in the show, you know what? Dan Campbell saw. Same thing.
Yeah, read that quote again for the people, David, in the 4 p.m. What do you got?
All right, here's the quote here. Justin Rogers. Wow. Nope, that is not the quote. Dan Campbell said that all three of his coordinators had outstanding game plans, but if there was an area of improvement needed, it was how long they asked their coverage to hold up, acknowledging need more pressure. Quote, we'll figure it out. And then he says, quote, we need just a little bit more.
And look, the dream board is still out there, but I'm not going to mock a Za'Darius Smith. I'm not going to mock going out and getting a solid player. But why stop there? Start at the top of the list, work your way down. And again, all Max Crosby or Myles Garrett got to do, or the Cleveland Browns or the Raiders got to do, is say, there is no scenario, we are not doing this.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, just show me the report. Hey, you called up Mark Davis, and here's how the phone call went. Wrong button. That's it. Let's go over to Robert, 97.1. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, doing great. Love the show. A few things. I totally agree with you guys. And I would say, like has been said previously, when you lost Davenport, you need to replace him. So I really think we need two edge rushers. And if you looked at some of the snap count stats from yesterday, to get really nerdy, James Houston, not a surprise. Anybody claiming that he will somehow regain what he was is not going to happen. He got 9 snaps. And then Wingo, who is a defensive tackle, they moved him over to edge, and he had 11 snaps there. But it's just – and the other thing I would highlight, too, is if you look at who our competition is in sacks and whatnot. So Minnesota's 3rd in the NFL in sacks. Green Bay's 6th in sacks. You know, and if you take away Hutchinson's 7.5 sacks from our total, we dropped down to like 26th in the league in sack production. So it's just, you know, like everyone has said, and you guys have, you know, laid it out perfectly with the stats and the data. The only thing I would add too is I would change Campbell's quote to, they need a little bit more. I would say they need a lot more.
Yeah, because the other thing people don't want to factor in is, Robert, injuries are coming. Like
injuries are coming. And I'm sorry, not to cut you off, but one last thing I would say, too, is you look at who we're going to play. We got Jordan Love twice. We got Josh Allen. We got C.J. Stroud. And whether or not we really think Caleb is fantastic, I think he's at least good. He's mobile. Those are all issues. And like you said, too, yeah, we're going to get more injuries. I mean, Pascal has always had trouble staying healthy. Can he be relied upon with that many snaps?
Oh, hell, he was in and out of the game twice yesterday as well. Robert, yep. I'm with you. And again, you know, people, new names will surface. I mean, people are bringing up Trey Hendrickson. I say then, okay, be a big Eagles fan because they need to beat the Bengals.
Yep, and Hendrickson, someone said he's a free agent after this year. He's actually not. Last year he signed a one-year extension on his deal, so he's under contract through 2025.
Yeah, he had the weird thing demanding a trade in May, and then he was back 10 minutes later. And I am open-minded to most candidates. You got to bring in, but it's got to be legit. Can't be guy who worked at the Ace Hardware. We need a legitimate guy who understands what the job is. I mean, gee whiz. But yeah, Bengals are going to play. Here's your problem. This is why it was so bad that the Giants lost that game. If they had beaten the Bengals, they'd be sitting at 2-5 right now with the Eagles coming to town. Now, you go to 2-6, Hendrickson's on the block. They're 3-4 instead. And here's the other problem. Do you know who they play right before the trade deadline? The Raiders.
Oh.
Free square. BOGO. So I got to see it to believe it with the Bengals trading Hendrickson. Just based on they're in it, in their mind. I mean, again, first place in the division, 5-2. You're sitting at 3-4. Is it doable? It's doable. Is it probable? No. Now, if they lose to the Eagles, 3-5, business decisions.
Maybe they call up your guy. The old Jalari.
Aziz?
Yeah.
Problem is, he's always hurt. You're basically getting like mini Marcus Davenport. Tucka, 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 tucka. You're just getting a smaller Dr. Evil. You're getting a mini Davenport. He's always hurt.
Okay.
Scott.
Give me a hug.
Tucka, 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 tucka. All right, we've lost control. This is what happens when your football team's good. We don't even know what to do. Oh, by the way, David, I'm going to need you to isolate that audio from the Phil Simms commercial. I got to bust his balls Friday. And don't forget to do promo code Phil. I mean, Jesus, guys.
They should use promo code Phil.
Phil. I mean, it's like they didn't even make an attempt to make it sound like he was actually there. Oh, my God.
I just took a clip from him saying his name from something 3 years ago.
Hey, and then take these vitamins and promo code Phil. Like, what the hell?
Right. You would have been better off getting Eddie Murphy from Beverly Hills Cop. Phil!
Phil! Jesus. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Ticket text, and I'm going to go to the callers. Couple, we'll get some Lions. I do have one NFL issue I want to do at 4:30 before we do Can We Say That. David first. Go ahead.
I agree. They need to add defense. I also think before Hutch's injury, Brad Holmes was going to add help because they already lost two other starters. That being said, Minnesota was probably the best offensive line we faced so far. We didn't do too horribly.
No, the word horrible isn't used.
Right.
Unsustainable and horrible are not the same.
Too different.
When I said what the Tigers are doing is not sustainable, and your manager agreed, that's not saying it's horrible. It's not sustainable. What you're going to try to do defensively, if Aaron Glenn is forced to blitz 60% of the time and opposing quarterbacks are getting over 3 seconds per dropback, like Sam Darnold had yesterday, and you're not getting home and you're not getting pressures, that's the equivalent of trying to carry pitching chaos over a season. It's not sustainable. You're going to expose your defense. And let us not forget, Derek Barnes, hurt. Davenport, hurt. Aiden, hurt. Problems. Need a pass rush. Go ahead, David. Phil! Don't forget to use promo code Hatchet. Jeez.
We did the chair drop last year. Don't want any chair drop this year. Last year, we at least had Hutchinson, though. That's why we got 2 playoff wins. This year, without him, we might not even win the division. Make a deal now.
I'm not doing the now either. Whether they do it now or the deadline is unimportant to me. It's that they do it. And I'm with Rico. This is as close to a BOGO as it gets. Tennessee is ass.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that from Doug, Rico needs to stop offering BOGOs. Every time he offers BOGOs, it backfires. He offered it for the Tigers against Cleveland and last year when the Lions played Chicago and Green Bay. We're on to you, Rico. We're on to the Titans, not Minnesota.
I've also offered BOGOs
Green Bay
at work, but
I know. You only remember the things that don't.
And of also, yeah, lay off. Rico had a rough Sunday. Half his damn team died. Yeah. And I'm not even making fun of him. That was heinous what took place in San Francisco.
We'll have the fifth pick in the draft.
Well, yet again, someone's texting you.
Travis Hunter.
Okay. No. David.
Rico needs to be called out about Purdy and his bad play, Mike in a truck.
Hold on. Stop. Stop.
You're throwing darts.
You sure that's not Costa in a truck?
It might be.
Stop.
Might be.
Stop. Okay. First of all, what did Jim say about this so I can lump him in with
this? Basically, Purdy got exposed because he doesn't have all the Avengers there to help him out, and you saw how bad he really is as a quarterback.
Okay, and if Goff doesn't have Laporta, Amon-Ra, and Penei Sewell?
And J-Mo.
Dude, what are we talking about? Debo gave him three plays and then puked all over himself. No Jennings, torn ACL for Ayuk, a rookie making his first start.
McCaffrey, done for the year.
Right. People really hold these opinions?
Yes.
Gee,
because, Brock Purdy, and he's a rat, and he's this, and he's that. It's like, guys, you take away any quarterback, and you're out there throwing when Ronnie Bell and Cowling are your main two receivers.
It's Jacob Cowing. Put some respect on his name.
Yeah.
UTEP's finest.
You're on your things are so bad for them. They're on their third kicker in 3 weeks because the other two got injured.
You know what kills me? Is like, Cookies is so matter of fact about stuff, it makes me seem wishy-washy. And I'm very direct about things. I'm Jim Costa, matter of fact, man. That's what he's dressing up for Halloween. He's matter of fact, man.
So, yes, Purdy had a bad day. You want to know why he threw one interception? Because Ronnie Bell didn't know the route.
Uh-oh.
And he stopped short, and he threw it to the – and he literally was like, you were supposed – okay.
General studies, y'all. Let's go to Eddie, 97.1. Eddie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. The show is about a millimeter from getting off the rails. I just want to let you guys know that. But this is a great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, so Rico, you hit it on the head. I was going to say this about the Vikings. I think it was really a product of circumstance of who we played. They probably didn't have any film on anything that we did the last, like, five games. So, I mean, this next game, people are going to have film on us. But my whole thing is I don't understand that. I mean, I think they're going to make a deal. I think, you know, probably closer to the deadline, you know, you can probably negotiate a little bit better. So we'll probably get something in the next, you know, probably next week, probably not this week. But, I mean, the brand of football that we play, we know it. It's physical. We're going to beat you up, and we're going to beat ourselves up. I mean, just look at the injury that this team is getting. I mean, we've had pectorals, you know, ripped, Aiden with his freak leg injury. It's not normal stuff. So we're blowing through guys, and our D-line, I mean, I wrote this down. We have five guys on IR at this point.
Yep.
You know, you're not getting anything from Houston. You know, McNeil is probably your best guy. You know, Reader's coming back from a season injury, you know, quad injury. God forbid something happens to him. So we have to. I mean, you have to get somebody, because if you want to win the Super Bowl, I know we all do, you're not going to continue for 12 games, probably 17 more games in the season with this lineup. It's just not going to happen. Teams are not – I mean, the incline is going to get a lot more steeper, right? And you're just going to walk into places, and guys, you know, will be exposed. But, Mike, real quick, I got to ask you a question about betting. Can I ask you one question?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Okay. How come the Packers are still today plus 400 to win the division? We're at 135, and they're at plus 400.
Is that odd? No, I think what it has to do is, a lot of it has to do with you. Right, with how good the Lions are. Eddie, I think the problem is the Packers won't stop turning the ball over. I mean, yesterday, it's a miracle they won their game. When you're negative three in the turnover margin at halftime, you don't win those games. Now, the other knock on the Pack, and I got to see it improve, or they will not win this. Look, if we were doing radio in Green Bay, Eddie, I'd be saying the same thing. If they don't figure out how to stop the run, you're not winning a Super Bowl. You know, they held Texans, I believe, to 86 yards passing yesterday, and they barely won the game. That tells you what was going on with the ground. The Packers are going to be there, Eddie, because they don't stop the run, and because every game, 2, 3, 4 turnovers. So, again, do they have the talent to win this division? Yes. But they got to start playing better. Jordan Love has got to stop making mistakes.
And I think plus 400 is not that bad. I mean, it's if they were like plus, you know, 185 or plus 200.
Now that you won that game yesterday, you deserve to be essentially the even money favorite to win this division. Yeah. If you had lost it yesterday, no, the odds would look a lot different.
Oh, yeah, but plus 400 I think is okay. Because you still have to play them twice, so it's that level of uncertainty in there.
Hey, don't forget about promo code FOOL. My God. Okay. Every coach, just, I've done radio my whole adult life. There's no way you screen that and you go, oh, that sounds amazing. You got to recut it.
It really is. We need his name in there. He's left. He's on the plane. I just find him saying Phil.
You have Kenny Codd acting like he's Phil Simms.
Phil.
Phil. Something interesting, ESPN, you know, since we're negative, they were just talking about the Lions and they were flashing some of the data I've provided you, including a season low pass rush win rate. So again, great win, all hands on deck, went, got the job done.
Yeah.
They need to get a pass rusher.
Yeah. Also the Vikings had 9.6 yards per play when blitzed.
6.1 without.
Yeah.
They were just showing a highlight here. Can we take 4 minutes in a four-hour radio show? Did everybody in the room see the Patrick Mahomes scramble for 33 yards?
Yes,
yeah, I know you did. I wasn't even going over there. Kenny, did you see? You didn't see the play?
No, he was.
No, busy. I didn't see the play.
He was busy celebrating, putting it in the system.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Georgia won.
Whoa, take it easy. David, did you see?
Yes, I saw the play.
Okay, that play was everything wrong with the NFL. Everything. Patrick Mahomes used the sideline as an invincibility force field because defenders were afraid to take him out for fear of a 15-yard roughing the passer. And what ensued was the dumbest 33-yard scramble. And I've seen this 3 times now in 3 weeks of players who've had clean shots on a quarterback opting for the power down slash I'm going to like try to just hold you. And the quarterback's gotten away.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear defenders have paranoia about the penalties, but what can we do to fix it? Guys have to be able to hit people.
Mike, you can't, because the second you touch, especially Patrick Mahomes, you're getting a penalty. We've seen it on the league is trying to protect their star quarterback. So if you breathe on them, D Winters had him dead to rights on the sideline and just said, nah,
I don't want to get a penalty.
Hopefully you'll go out of bounds and you just ran past.
All right,
past
but the
me.
Flip side is, now again, and all people are going to go crazy. Oh my God, remember Bounty Gate? Guys, I'm not offering paychecks. But if I coach, I'd tell my team, if it's borderline, take him out. Doesn't mean hurt him. It means hit him. Yeah. And if you get a penalty and it is an effort penalty, I'm good with it. But what I'm not good with is when you turn on the film study for that, I'm looking at my linebackers and I'm going, what was the strategy here? You hoped he went out of bounds? You hoped you were right? Forget hope. Hammer him. And if you take the penalty, you know what? We'll do a GoFundMe and we'll pay your fine. Okay?
I'll even split the difference. Grab him and just... out of bounds. Don't throw him down, but make sure his feet are in the white chalk.
It's just old school.
Because, yeah, he stopped, and it's just like, and as soon as he did, Mahomes knew, like, he's not going to hit me, so I'm going to act like I'm going out of bounds. It's almost like that fake slide where, hey.
Pick it against Wake Forest.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, nah, fooled you. And, yeah, you're a quarterback. There's nothing you can do because the rules are written to protect them,
and I
especially
love how,
if you're a superstar.
I love how if somebody like me says, you know what, if it's borderline, hit him and worry about it later. Oh, and you're a bad guy. What? You can't play football that way. It's ridiculous.
You can't, but then the league has said, we need our stars. We don't want to see a team full of backups out there.
Why?
You don't want the
you
Cleveland
watch
Browns
one every
situation.
Week. 2-4-8-5
Just, wow.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Sorry.
Thanks,
Cookies.
I want to take that back.
Thanks.
David, a few ticket texts, and then we're going to get to can we say that for this week.
15 yards is better than 33 yards. Just light them up. Jake from not State Farm.
Okay, so Jake and I are like-minded. That doesn't mean I'm setting up a bounty. It just means if I'm coaching my guys, you know what? Drop the hammer.
Here's the difference. if he runs and you tackle him right there and it's a penalty, it's the same amount of yardage, except for when you go into the film study, elite coach, I hit him. Okay, you just didn't. You can explain that rather than what were you doing?
Now, if it's seven steps out of bounds, no, you're an idiot. There has to be some tactics here. But, I mean, it's just three times in 3 weeks, and I've seen that. And I'm like, this is stupid.
Because it's in the back of players' minds. It's Mahomes.
That's what it is. Everyone knows the league is out to protect that team, especially Patrick Mahomes.
Just hit him more.
I would. Seriously. Why protect him?
I mean, listen, if that guy makes a fool out of you, he's taking bread off your table. Hit him. The hell's the difference? I'm not saying you give him you pull a wrestling move like a Hulk Hogan leg drop here.
Why not? Because he did. I mean,
okay, to hell with it, Rico.
No, he ran over the rookie Mustafa and like poses over him like, wow, okay, he's a rookie. Wow. Okay, Patrick.
Right, your feelings are hurt.
I am.
Yesterday was tough.
But as soon as it happened, I was, what are we doing?
I know.
Winners, you're just going to let him run past you. Okay. Wow.
Versus launch him 18 feet out of bounds. Let him pay a visit to the Gatorade cooler on his ass. But yes. See, that's all. You're a bad guy. You can't do that. Why?
I thought that was football.
What are defenders supposed to do at this point? I mean, hell, try sacking a quarterback in the pocket. I hit him too high. I hit him too low. Oh, my body weight landed on him. Bruh. I mean, what are you going to be, one of the flying Tanzinis?
Bro, it's almost like the major league strike zone. You are right here.
Right. Now a guy, you get a great hit. God forbid you land on the quarterback. I'm sorry, I'm not a trapeze artist.
Yeah.
These guys are 330-pound monsters, and now they got to contort their body like the little dude they put in the safe in Ocean's 11.
Yeah,
what the hell am I supposed to do?
Yeah, worst thing you could happen is a free run to the quarterback because you better not land
on him. One of my favorite hits ever, and I know it ruined you. I'm sorry. 1990 NFC title game, Leonard Marshall, Joe Montana. And Joe just didn't feel that backside pressure. Leonard Marshall title wave. It just all body weight. Broke Joe's pinky.
It did.
Today, please, you'd be thrown out of the league.
You didn't have to go that far. You could have just went there, whoever the Georgia guy was that had hit Quinn Ewers. It was just like, wow, I think Quinn's soul just left his body.
What did you make of Sark pulling him from that game for a series?
You know what?
I didn't like that.
That was a gigantic mistake, and it was one of those, okay.
You're opening Pandora's box.
Do you realize what you're doing? Do you know what that kid's last name is? And you got a fan base who's been clamoring to see him out there?
Uh-oh.
I would not have done that, period.
No, that's just what desperation looks like. I'm not even trying to dunk on him, but that's what desperation looks like.
Yeah.
That's what being completely overmatched and being desperate looks like.
Oh, wow. I mean, you're all right. I got to allow it. You're lathered. No. It's all right.
Mike, you'll understand. It reminded me when, hey, we're going to stick with Connor Cook. Oh, wait, no, we're not. Let's pull him out the game. Andrew Maxwell, you're going to finish the Notre Dame game. It's like, what are we doing here? Either you have faith in your quarterback or you don't. That was a very bad look.
Even the commentator goes, how can Mahomes do that? I mean, Jesus, it's because no one wants a flag. That's the only reason he's allowed to do that.
But what, yeah. Do you really believe there's like a fear of reprisal within your own organization? Look, here's the film. It's a real-time play. I took a shot at the guy.
No.
I'm not letting him get by me.
It's not the organization, Mike. It's at that time, it was a one-score game, so you didn't want to make the stupid penalty that set them up. So you're trying to play smart, thinking he's going out of bounds. But yeah, something like that is in the back of your mind because of who it is. You've seen it before, and you've watched it and said, I don't want that to be me next, and I just got embarrassed.
248-539-9797. Dave, a couple of ticket texts we will get to. Can we say that? And then reset everything top of the hour.
When the quarterback crosses the line of scrimmage, he turns into a running back. Hit him, in all caps.
Well, it's even worse now, and I know we don't have this in the NFL, but targeting at the collegiate level, if anybody could tell me what targeting is anymore, I'll hang up and listen. Game to game, quarter to quarter, play to play, I have no concept what targeting is anymore. None. I saw one called a couple of weeks ago in Wake Forest in Louisiana Lafayette. The guy hit a guy in the chest. In the chest! Targeting. I'm going,
did he leave with the crown of his helmet?
Rico, it's an open field tackle in the flat. The running back went low. He went lower. He blew the guy up. Mm-hmm. Targeting. Now you're throwing a kid out for the rest of that game and a first half of the game after. What? Look, if you turn into Chuck Cecil, Steve Atwater, you turn into Ronnie Lott, and you assassinate somebody 30 yards down the field, going up to catch the ball, and you go, I ain't playing the ball, I'm going to paralyze you, targeting. But it can't be what it is right now. You can't play defense.
It's just as bad as when the quarterback slides and you go in for the tackle. You've already made the commitment, I'm going for the tackle, and he slid, and I'm going to hit him, and penalty.
And dead. There has to be room in there for intent.
Yes.
We have to allow officials to legislate intent. You know what intent looks like. Sorry. I'm done. I'll come down off the ivory tower. It was very frustrating to watch. And it's like you're seeing defenders totally warped because they can't, you can't hit these guys.